Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real damn good, Corey LaJoy. Thanks for asking. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Great to have you be a part of the radio program. 844-326-3663. That is the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. Shoot a text to that number. We will read it on the show. As the texter who said, you just created the coolest word ever with damagetation. Yeah, I got to tell you, I think that may enter the Rob Brown Show lexicon moving forward. There's some damagetation done here.
I was going to say, he almost went to, it's better with a southern accent.
There's some damagetation going on right here.
See, it's just better.
Don't you underemphasize and imitate the damagetation of this situation.
By the way, don't think I'm cracking on the accent. My family's from Kentucky. It's beautiful if done right, especially if females just. Anyway,
anything the wife says after we go up to Anderson for a couple of days works for me. We've got your water cooler cheat sheet coming up here in just a minute. As we mentioned, in case you don't have the schedule down for the day, we're not to fill you in. 8 o'clock, Lulu Kesson of the Greenville News is going to join us. We'll check in on all things South Carolina Gamecock athletics. Then, in the very next segment at 8:20, Lonzo's Fight Club is going to break down everything boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.
I had to look because I'm like, wait, is that next? Oh, no, it's 7 o'clock. It's
yeah, we still got time. We haven't even hit the walk-up music yet. 825 Club 840, Rashad Beer, going to join us on the phone. He texted me yesterday. He said his neighbor is aerating his yard, and the yard people cut his internet fiber line, so he's got no internet. So he's going to join us on the phone at 8:40. 9 o'clock, Hayton Ass Mario from the BetMGM Network is going to swing by and break down the NBA Finals with us. Then the segment after him, a little surprise, is our buddy Denton Day, host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime and full-time employee now with the BetMGM Network. He's going to roll up because I wanted to get his thoughts on all the conversations going on in the landscape of college football, like the one that we had in the last segment about the delayed house settlement. We'll get his thoughts on that. We will have his reaction to all of the news that broke out of SEC and Big Ten media days, spring meetings last week, as well as what he thinks all that means for the 2025 season and beyond. So Denton Day at 9:20. If you don't get in this hour of the show, your next opportunity to get in is the final segment of the show. So if you want in, if you got a take, if you got something to say, now's the time to say it. 844-326-3663. 3663 is the number to be a part of the radio program. It is 7:03 in the morning. You have slightly more than 56 minutes remaining until you have got to get your Rudy Patooty into the office. Sit down, respond to those passive-aggressive emails, maybe ignore the boss for a couple of minutes while you try to warm up and get your life together, and then you're going to have your best part of the day. That part of the day where you stand up for the first time, you make your way down the hallway to the break room, you go hang around the water cooler, and you talk sports with the coworkers that you actually enjoy, and this is what you're going to be talking about. What do you mean you haven't done a desk pop? Everybody does a desk pop.
What do you even do here, Bob?
Hey, don't go chasing waterfalls, all right? Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Why do you keep doing that? Doing what? God, Michael Keaton's just a beaut, man. Just a beaut, bud.
He's dying. He's actually dying.
I'm also going to let you know over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to, and it will stop when the Stanley Cup playoffs come to their conclusion. But last night was watching the game one, which is item one on your water cooler cheat sheet. Stanley Cup, item number one. 4-3, the Edmonton Oilers knock off the Florida Panthers in game numero uno of the Stanley Cup. They are a minor favorite in the cup going into last night. The odds flipped. They opened with Edmonton even money, Florida minus 110. By the time that the puck hit the ice last night, we ended up with those odds flipping on their head a little bit. Edmonton entered the game last night as a minus 130 series favorite. Florida is a plus 115 series dog, meaning that the public jumped all over the Edmonton Oilers in the last 2 days before we got to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And they give those bettors a little bit of optimism with a game one win, 4-3 in overtime. Leon Draisaitl opened up the scoring just a minute six into the game with a shot past Sergei Bobrovsky, assisted by Kasperi Kapanen and Jake Walman, made it 1-0 Edmonton. 9 and some change later, Sam Bennett off the apple from Verhaeghe and Tkachuk tied it up at 1-1, and then it was all Panthers for a few minutes. Less than 2 minutes later, Brad Marchand gets a goal. The dimes from Nate Schmidt and Evan Rodriguez made it 2-1 Florida. They took the lead into the second period. They increased the lead just 2 minutes into the second period when Sam Bennett took the dimes from Schmidt and Verhaeghe to make it 3-1 Panthers. But then the Oilers, who looked out of sorts early in the second period, stormed back. Less than a minute and 15 seconds later, Victor Arvidsson found one and brought the Oilers within 1-3-2. That score would carry all the way into the third. It was back and forth early in the third until Matthias Ekholm found a goal to level the Oilers with the Cats 3-3. Nobody else would score in regulation. To overtime we go. The Oilers had a multitude of chances out of the gate in the OT period, but Sergei Bobrovsky built the wall in front of that net for 19 minutes and 29 seconds. And it was not until then that it was very clear the Panthers had the needle pinned to the E side of the gasolinometer. Leon Draisaitl took the dime from McDavid. Perry diving to the left-hand side, hit a little spinning backhand over to Connor McDavid. McDavid diving to the pipe, skipped it over to Draisaitl, and it wasn't just a cross goal pass. It was one of the most beautiful pieces of art I have seen in a long time. Had a stick on the ice in front of them, and somehow McDavid found a way to lift the puck off the ice and drop it back to the ice about a foot and a half later. Found its way to the stick of Draisaitl off the right-hand side. He went upper right 90 over the extended glove of Sergei Bobrovsky. Oilers win 4-3. And I'm also going to tell you, bud, that I had one of my Canadian buddies in our Discord last night. And there's a good chance that moving forward, when we talk hockey, there's going to be some accent thrown in there, because listening to a Canadian talk hockey when a Canadian team is in the lead for the Stanley Cup is just, it's beauty. It's a beaut, bud. Just absolute comedy. It's the best. All right, other half of item number one, not as much because the game hasn't happened yet, but the game is happening tonight, 8:30 p.m. in Oklahoma City. The Thunder are the host for game one of the NBA Finals. The Eastern Conference champion Indiana Pacers on the road. They are a significant dog in the series at plus 550. They are also a significant dog tonight. Indiana plus 320 on the money line. The Thunder 9.5-point favorites in game number one. Can they cover that? Or do the Pacers have a little something-something to set the tone out of the gate? At 9 a.m., we'll be joined by BetMGM Network's numero uno basketball dude, Hayden Asmario, going to swing by, and we will talk about that. Let's get to item number two. I've been up and down on a lot of different things that I want to talk about here, but I think this particular item is deserving of its own spot. Commissioner Rob Manfred, he is the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred was making the rounds yesterday doing some media availability periods, and he gave a couple of different storylines out to people of my ilk. One of them was that part of the reason that he reinstituted Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame was the support of Pete Rose from President Donald Trump. Keep your politics out of my sports. Am I right? But that's not the one that I care about, which really, I don't even really care that much. I don't think Pete Rose should go in the Hall of Fame, but it doesn't matter what I want. What did catch my attention was the other thing that Rob said. The other thing that Rob said, get the Skynet music ready, great one. Automated balls and strikes is coming to Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred said yesterday that ABS is going to be proposed for full-time regular season utilization starting in the 2026 season.
Our downfall.
Give me a hell yeah, brother!
Our downfall began with baseball. Not surprising.
Give me
humankind in the day that he made that decision.
I'll tell you what. If the best that humankind could do was Angel Hernandez, then we brought it on ourselves.
He's still harping on that, dude. Well, he hasn't even gone like 2 years.
Last night, there is another umpire, Liam Gonzalez, I think is his name. I could be getting that one wrong. In a Rays game, who called a third strike for the third out of an inning during a rally on a pitch that was 6.97 inches off the plate, 7 inches outside. Now, according to most dudes I know, 7 inches is this far outside, all right?
That is not 7 inches.
7 inches.
That is not 7 inches.
It's this far outside, that's, according to the fellas that I've asked.
That's like 14 inches.
That's 7 inches right there. Yeah. No, it's a solid that much outside. Okay.
That's surprisingly accurate what you just did.
I mean, you know, I know what 7 inches. Never mind. Nope. I'd like to keep my job. I'm going to stop now. Yeah. I gotta stop forgetting to set my board up, because this would be the perfect Rob Gronkowski laugh spot. Called a third strike to the third out to kill off a rally that on a ball that was 7 inches off the dish, to the point that, and I didn't record the clip, I wish I would have now, but the home team announcers, the team that got a strike call in their favor 7 inches off the dish, the home team was straight up verbally assaulting the umpire. They're like, yeah, like, we're glad that the out's an out because it killed a rally, but good God, that's not good. Not great, Bob. So Rob Manfred said yesterday that he will be proposing, and therefore it will likely pass, that ABS be made a regular season tool for Major League Baseball starting next year. Now, they will not be using it full time. It will be the same system that they utilized in spring ball this year. Every team will start every game with two challenges. If you successfully challenge a call still made by the umpires with their dumb little strikeout dances, if you successfully challenge and get a call overturned, you retain that challenge. Meaning that if a team was to be perfect on their video replay challenges, a team would theoretically have an infinite number of challenges in a game. Obviously, if you challenge a call and that call is not overturned, then you lose the challenge and you'll only get two a game. I have but one humble request for Rob Manfred, and it is thusly. Please have an independent, non-umpires union affiliated individual in charge of the replays, because the NFL did this one time with pass interference replays where they tried to pass interference replay, but they allowed the NFL Player or Umpires Association to be in charge of the replay. And much like when politicians say, we're going to investigate ourselves, they come back a shockingly number of high times saying, we investigated ourselves and we found we did nothing wrong. So when you let umpires be in charge of replaying and reviewing other umpires, they come back a shockingly high number of times saying, yeah, no, he was super duper smart and right and a very good boy. So maybe leave us alone now. That being said, the difference between that and the umpires being monitored by ABS is going to be that we have really good cameras, really good TVs, and the equipment itself, the actual system, which will do the laser super-duper science-y readings to say ball or strike, we can see that. They're going to put it up on the big-ass video board. So it's not like they can, like, with a pass interference, they can say, well, you know, subjectively, and there's no argument because the pass interference rule is kind of subjective. A ball and a strike is not subjective. Did it go between the man boobs and the belt? And did it go over the plate? And if the answer is yes to both of those things, it's a strike. And if the answer is no to either one of those things, it's not. It ain't that tough. So I'm glad to see that this happened. Very quickly, item number three. This is an announcement as well. And I do not know that this is one that many or any of you will care about, but I do. And I am quite excited about it. Adam Silver, again, on the Craig Carton Show on FS1 yesterday. We played a clip from him earlier in the show where he said that he believes that European players are more developed than American players by the time they make it to the league. And he is, of course, entirely correct about that. Adam Silver also made a bit of an announcement on the Craig Carton Show. He said that next year's NBA All-Star Game, great one. And boy, howdy, am I glad he said it based on what we said he said in the last hour of the show, will be Team USA versus Team the World. It is us and our game versus everybody else. And of course, that puts Nikola Jokic on the other team. It puts Luka Doncic on the other team. It puts Giannis Antetokounmpo on the other team. It's going to be maybe Braun and Steph and the boys taking on Team the Rest of the World. And I got to tell you, Team USA is going to be an underdog in this game.
I was going to say, this might be a mistake because it may be a one-off. I'd be definitely going to tune in, definitely want to see it. But if the rest of the world does what I think they probably might do, it'd be ugly.
I would say right now, and there's no obviously lines on this game. We would not and cannot get any until next year when we see what the rosters are. Yada, yada, yada. Team World probably a 4.5, 5.5 point favorite in that game. Here's my question. What if it's really entertaining? Like, what if it's good basketball, right? Because what we found out with the Four Nations playoffs in hockey, with the Olympics last year sending the best of the USA over there to represent us, carry the stars and stripes for a gold medal, when, and I don't know if this is going to be something that translates to an All-Star game, but it seems like when you ask the boys in the association to put USA on the chest, when you ask them to put the stars and stripes up on the top collar portion of the jersey and go out there and represent the red, white, and blue, yeah, they'll actually bring it a little bit. And I hope that that philosophy maintains true. But if we get a really competitive, like the boys are playing, if this is a genuinely good basketball game, but Team Europe wins this thing by 15, does Adam Silver say, you know what? That was compelling. That was entertaining. We're going to run it back. Or does he say, yeah, I'd prefer not to have our league, have our best players get their asses kicked when we know the eyes of the world are tuned into this game, because they will be.
You know, and that's the thing. In the Olympics, the European players are spread out over teams.
Yep.
In this case, they're all on one team. This is definitely a must-watch.
Yep.
But I think there are some players, if they were to get their butts beat by the rest of the world, will suddenly have a little injury and can't be in the All-Star game.
There are some
egos, I think, will not rise to it. And then there are others that will be like, hey, we can't let this happen again.
Here's what I'm not going to do. And I'm not saying you are, but I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. What I'm not going to do is I am not going to start giving myself reasons now to dislike the 2026 All-Star game. And I'll tell you why. Because I hope it rocks. Because I hope it's awesome. Because I hope that if you put that USA across the chest of Tyrese and Scottie Barnes and Donovan Mitchell.
Tyrese didn't work too well for him in the Olympics. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a really good team.
Yeah, okay.
You put the USA across the chest of LeBron and Durant and Devin Booker, Steph Curry. You get the same mentality and attitude that you got out of this team that when they went to the Olympics last year said, we are going to kick ass and take names. I hope they bring that to the NBA All-Star game. I also hope Team the Rest of the World does the same thing. Say, let's go punk their asses in their country on their court. I hope we get a fantastic basketball game so that this becomes the format, because if they can replicate a tenth of the intensity of the Four Nations final, oh, man, that could be fun. But, Adam Silver, if Team USA loses, run it back the next year, because you know what the only thing that's going to make them want it more than wearing the USA on the chest is? Wearing the USA on the chest and wanting revenge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milanzo, and you, 844-326-3663. We have been talking about the House v. NCAA settlement and what has been going on with that. But there is another story that we need to get to. According to the New York Times, the Florida State and Clemson cases against the ACC are going to be dropped. The New York Times reporting that earlier in the week. Still waiting on more of the details as far as what happened here. Has also been reported by YahooSports.com and Field Level Media. Yahoo Sports says, after nearly 2 years of infighting, litigation involving Florida State Clemson. Can I tell you, like, brief aside, I'm going to be so happy when we're talking football and not football lawsuits again. You know what I mean? Like, this is important stuff. This is all stuff that impacts the future of college football, the future of the program that so many of you love and adore, your Clemson Tigers. And they're all important, and we have to talk about them. At the same time, I'm really going to be happy when we are talking football again. Okay, anyway. After nearly 2 years of infighting, litigation involving Florida State, Clemson, and the ACC is finally over. The three sides filed to dismiss cases against one another on Tuesday, ending more than 17 months of legal battles in three different states. The two schools in the conference approved the settlement's terms in March, which clarified if and when Florida State and Clemson or any other ACC member could leave the conference. Amongst the terms of the settlement, schools would keep their own TV rights as opposed to the league. On top of that, per a presentation to Clemson trustees in March, exit fees would drop annually from $165 million in fiscal year 2026 to around $75 million in 2030-31. FSU first sued Clemson in December of 2023 in Florida. Shortly after, joined by Clemson, who filed their suit, of course, here in the lovely state of South Carolina. The ACC then returned fire with a countersuit that they filed in North Carolina, where they are headquartered. The lawsuits from Florida State and Clemson boiled down, effectively said, your exit fee is unacceptable. And even if we did sign it, they made the argument that the exit fee and grant of rights contracts were not negotiated in either one of them in good faith. And therefore, it was acceptable for them to be exited from by the two schools. The March settlement agreed to create a new avenue for the ACC to share revenue with its members, as about 60% of conference payouts would be distributed based on TV viewership of football and men's basketball. Remember, the argument for these two schools started not because FSU and Clemson were initially looking to get out. They were initially looking for a new revenue distribution model that would pay the schools that brought more revenue to the conference by providing more TV viewership, which of course meant that there would be more eyes on the product, more of the revenue. And initially, Florida State and Clemson said, look, people respectfully aren't tuning in to watch Wake Forest. They're tuning in to watch the flagship institutions. They're tuning in to watch FSU, Clemson, Miami, maybe North Carolina, maybe Duke. But they're tuning in to watch us, not the rest of them, right? So we deserve more money. We are getting you more money in the pot. So why is it that NC State is getting the same amount of money as we are? That was the initial filing of these lawsuits. And after that, that is when the conversation about the exit fees started to fire up, because that was around the time that the SEC started talking about further expansion down the line. Of course, Florida State and Clemson wanted to make sure they raised their hand and say, us please, we're interested. But it was not the redonkulous expensive exit fee that was really stuck in the craw of Florida State and Clemson. It was the fact that even if you paid the exit fee to get out of the conference, or wink, wink, nudge, nudge, had somebody else pay the exit fee on your behalf. The grant of rights agreement signed by those schools said, if you leave the conference still has your TV distribution income in their pocket, meaning that at the time, even if the SEC or the Big Ten said, we want FSU, we want Clemson so bad that we will pay the $160-whatever million exit fee, they could have those schools. But the ACC would still retain the right to put those schools on TV, meaning that the SEC and the Big Ten would be paying $160-plus million to get a school that they can't put on TV, which makes them, to those conferences, worthless. It makes them worthless, at least for another dozen years at the time that this whole thing started, ultimately. So, when the new deal was reached a number of months ago that said, hey, look, we're going to do two things. Number one, we're going to decrease the exit fee slightly year after year so that eventually the exit fee in 2031, because remember the GOR does not extinguish until 2036, the exit fee when we get to 2031 will hit a floor of $75 million. That's about $70 million. That's about $90 million less than it is today. And what does that do for the ACC? Why would they agree to that? Well, number one, because I'm sure that the litigation, the attorney's fees they were having to pay to continue to battle FSU and Clemson in court, not cheap. Number two, if you've been watching and following the NCAA cases, you are aware that the NCAA is getting it handed to them every single time. Like, even their settlement, the House v. NCAA settlement, is still going to cost them well north of $2 billion. So the ACC probably didn't want to take the risk. Number three, even though you're going to lose them when you get to 2031, you at least keep Florida State and UNC, Miami, Duke, and Florida State and Clemson in the fold for another 5 or 6 years. 5 or 6 years buys you time to figure out what the hell you're going to do to stay alive. In the era of the SEC and the Big Ten, that gives you time to figure out what the hell you're going to do to stay alive. Which at this point, fighting for survival is what the ACC and the Big 12 are effectively doing. This at least gives you a 6-year window to keep those two crown jewels in your conference to figure out what you're going to do when they leave for the two major conferences. All right, we'll talk more about this later on. The lawsuits between Clemson and Florida State officially dropped against the ACC. We will talk more about that as we find out more details moving forward. When we come back in a minute, it is your show for the next 20 minutes, because Lulu Kesson at 8, Fight Club at 8:20, Rashad Beard at 8:40, Hayton S. Mario at 9, Denton Day at 9:20. You got 2 hours until you're on deck again. So right now, anything you want, text it, call in, 844-326-3663. We will answer and respond to anything in the next segment of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
On the popular website Reddit, they very frequently do things they call AMAs, Ask Me Anything, and it is where celebrities or athletes or regular people who work interesting jobs or whatever will go online, and they will allow users of the website Reddit to ask them anything. And the premise behind it is that while an actor may be there to promote a movie, or a athlete may be there to promote a business that they're getting involved with or whatever, it is open dialogue to allow fans to ask those individuals anything that they wish to ask about their personal life, their whatever. I would like to do an AMA for this segment of the show, because I booked up the next 2 hours. Lulu Kesson at 8 o'clock to talk Gamecocks. Fight Club at 8:20. Rashad Beard at 8:40 to talk Panthers. Mario breaks down the NBA Finals at 9 o'clock. Denton Day of SiriusXM breaks down all of the college football news and notes from the last couple of weeks at 9:20, meaning you get nothing until we get to the end of the show. So right now, I would like to do the Rob Brown Show AMA, Ask Me Anything, for the next, we'll call it 14 minutes. Anything that you put in the Facebook chat, anything that you text me on the show, I will respond to it. May not get a ton of time, depending on how many we get from you guys, but for the next 14 minutes, an AMA, Ask Me Anything, 844-326-3663 is the phone number to the Hub City Spartanburger text line. You can text us anything or to call in and get on the air. You can also tweet it to me at The Rob Brown Show. I am opening Twitter as we speak.
Ooh, and of course, I have one.
You can join us on our live stream at Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube and Twitch, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Go.
All right, I have a question. Did you and I coordinate t-shirts? last night?
No, we did not, mainly because if we tried to coordinate anything,
well, you're not noticing. Apart.
But we do look good in the black and white today.
We both have black shirts on with the same kind of, I mean...
I found this shirt on the internet. It's my favorite. It's my new favorite shirt. The Jim Henson Master of Puppets shirt. Lonzo breaking out the I paused my video game to be here t-shirt because nerds.
It's very accurate, actually.
So we have got a couple that have come in already. You can text your AMA question, ask me anything question to 844-326-3663. Drop it in the live chat or tweet it to me at the Rob Brown Show. Jacob said, Rob, if you could do anything to fix the Braves right now, no questions asked, what would you do? Well, I would start with this. If you really want to fix the Braves, the answer is Snit's got to go, and you got to get somebody to bring some life into the managerial position because it's just not there. Aside from the fact that Brian Snicker is just repeatedly making more than questionable decisions. He did it again last night in another winnable game for Atlanta against Arizona. On top of that, Snit's just done. There's just no gas. There's no energy. There's no electricity. And while I'm not saying that you have to have that for a coach to be successful, I am saying when a team stinks, you have to have it to motivate them, right? Like, you could have Bill Belichick being dry on the sideline when Tom Brady's out there at the quarterback spot throwing for 300 yards and four touchdowns in a game. But when your team is batting a collective 190, and you're not winning games, you've dropped 10 out of the last 13, you're now six games below 500, and you are trailing the Washington Nationals in the division, yeah, I need somebody to rally the troops a little bit, and there's nobody there. I also need somebody to figure out Matt Olson, who was 0 for 4 last night. Again, Matt Olson is, I don't know the exact number, but the last time I checked in, and this was a week ago, Matt Olson was batting like 110 or something through the last seven games leading into that moment. 0 for 4 last night. I can't have that. 0 for 6 runners in scoring position in a one-run game. Can't have that, all right? Can't have that. So that's got to get fixed. William says, food segment, beer brought or Italian sausage? I am going to say, William, first off, excellent question. I'm going to say beer brought. I love a brought already. And if somebody knows how to make a beer brought, that is untouchable. However, a good spicy Italian sausage is a tough pass.
I was
going
to say, come on, the Italian sausage. I mean, I got a good shot at eating brats like every single day, but Italian sausage is a little more rarity for me.
Man, I will go to my, I just found a butcher shop that I didn't know existed about 3 miles from the crib that sells like freshly butchered meat. And they've got an Italian sausage that's just out of this world. But a classic beer brat is just absolutely untouchable.
How are prices at a butcher shop? I don't think I've actually been to a butcher shop before.
Like, higher than your regular grocery store, but I will also say that as a meat enthusiast, and yes, I know that you're going to giggle, I don't care because I will accept that title gladly. You can taste the difference in the quality, too. Like a good, fresh, butchered steak that hasn't had the additives and all that, the preservatives and all that. Oh, it's just... It's tough to get, man. It's tough to beat
that. Do they kill the cow out back?
I don't think they do it there, but they do it close, and it comes there fresh. So I think that's big. The answer is beer brat, though. I will take a good, solid beer brat. In fact, when I make brats, like, I'll get the regular brats, and I'll effectively marinate them in beer before I put them on the grill. I will also tell you that the flat top, like my Blackstone, fantastic for brats and dogs, terrible for steaks. Terrible for steaks, but a good beer brought on the Blackstone flat top is untouchable. Let's see here. Kane texts the show, said, not sure if you talked about this or not, but the folks in the media have been predicting that the Lions will fall off this year. What do you think? Do you agree? I think that a lot of people, Kane, have gotten caught up in Ben Johnson's brain made the Lions offense go last year. And for the record, I don't think they're wrong. Now, does that equate to a fall off? I mean, I'm not going to definitively say yes. What I'm going to say is I could see it happening. I am also going to say Ben Johnson's brain made that team go on offense, but the head coach's heart made that team go overall, right? Like, Zoe and I are both big fans of Dan Campbell. And I believe that Dan Campbell being the bite their kneecaps guy gives that team kind of a heart and a soul that no other NFL teams, by and large, have the ability to replicate. And I think that carries you places. The problem is you still got to score points. And all the bite their kneecaps in the world doesn't put touchdowns on the board. So can they replace can they replace Ben Johnson in a way that keeps the offense relevant? I hope so. Let's see. Texture said, what's your honest opinion of Mark Ryan? I will be honest with you about that. Mark Ryan is one of, as colleagues go, one of the hardest working people I've ever been around in my life. Mark Ryan is a dude that I, above all else, will give him credit, is nose to the grindstone all the time. It is coming up with creative things to do on the air. It is putting together out well-researched lists. Even if I don't agree with them, he puts the work into it. Mark Ryan's one of the most nose to the grindstone people of all time. I will also say, Mark Ryan has a specific style of attacking radio that is not my style. And Mark Ryan is committed and dedicated to his craft in a way that he's going to do his show his way, no questions asked. And if you don't like that, you're just not a part of it. And I don't have any issue with that, to be honest with you. I don't have an issue with it, even if it did cause occasional tension. I am going to say, as I have said before, I would not be here without Mark Ryan. I would not have this show without Mark Ryan. I would have not, we would not have won 3 South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year Crystal Trophies without Mark Ryan. I would not know my wife without Mark Ryan. There's a lot I give him credit for, but I am a stalwart, bullheaded dude. So is he. We butted heads sometimes. You're going to do that with teammates. I never had an issue because teammates are going to butt heads. But at the end of the day, you're doing it to drive the team forward. And I will say that, and I believe this, and I'm gonna be an egomaniac here for a second. I believe that the number of years that he was pushing it in the afternoon and I was pushing it in the early afternoons and then the late mornings and then the early mornings, I believe that this station is on the upward trajectory that it's on because we put together two completely opposite but two incredibly driven people to host shows in the primetime slots. And I think the station is better for having had Mark Ryan here. And I think Mark Ryan makes an excellent national host for all the reasons that I said.
All right. So I think that text is directed at me and my answer is no comment.
Shocked.
But I will say that the lineup that we have now presently is the best lineup we've ever had on the station. And it blows away anything we've ever had.
Texter said, why don't you have a show versus show live competition of any kind? I think y'all could take Cole and Diesel. Why? I mean, I think we could take Cole and Diesel. Depends on what we're talking about though, right? Like, I think if we said 3-point shooting competition, free throw shooting competition, yeah, I think I got Cole and Diesel. I think Cole's my competition. I'm not worried about Diesel.
Why? I guess Muggsy Bogues could shoot.
Exactly.
You're right. Muggsy could shoot.
Cole's a point guard. He's got to have some touch.
There's no defense. Was he, though?
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Yeah. Cole,
do you know if he's ever played basketball in his entire life?
No, but if he was going to play point guard, he'd be a, or because, if going to play basketball, he'd be a point
looking
guard.
Looking at Cole, and believe it or not, I love Cole dearly.
For the record, I really do.
Looking at Cole, you don't go, yeah, basketball player.
For the record, we have suggested a number of show-me-show showdowns.
You look at Cole, and you go fisherman. You go
singer-songwriter.
Tennis player. You go pickleball. That guy's probably a pickleball champion, but definitely a sportsman. He's a fisherman. He's a hunter. He's all those things. He's got a ton of videos where he catches fish all the time. I'm not quite sure how big the fish are because I have to judge it next to how big he is. And it just, I mean, so,
yeah. And the other reason,
so
I would
a big
say
fish
we haven't...
next to him might not be that big of a fish.
The other reason I'd say that is like, for the record, we have suggested, we tried to get a show v show paintball competition going one time and they wanted no part of it. But there are other things that I would say I'm not competing. If there was like an outdoorsing competition, Cole would whoop my ass. And I'm an outdoorsman, but Cole would smoke me.
Diesel's not bad at that stuff either.
100%.
Diesel, I don't know if he still does, but he did have a fishing YouTube channel. So, I mean, yeah.
Texter said, when are you going on a live remote next? Well, Texter, I will tell you we are for sure locked in to ACC Media Days, and I will tell you that we are waiting on the credentials for SEC Media Days, which are in Atlanta, Georgia this year.
That's not what they mean. You know that.
I mean, I know it's not what they mean, yeah, but that's the only answer. We don't have anything booked as far as the show because, and I have found this to be true, none of y'all are coming out to hang out with us at 6 a.m. Okay.
See, I disagree with you there.
I don't. I've been doing this 17 years. Nobody comes to a 6 a.m. remote.
I've been to some morning remotes, and I have seen people show up. So
on that station, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
On a sports station, nobody's showing up at 6 a.m.
All right, here's the thing. So if you're out there and you're a business owner or you know people who own businesses that are a breakfast place, contact our people here, 271-9200. Contact them, say, hey, we would like to have this morning show, the Merit Award winning morning show of the year in the state of South Carolina. Rob doesn't like to mention that because we got second place, but we got second place for morning shows last year at the Star Awards. If you like us out, just contact the company and get us out there. Because
and more importantly,
if you're a donut place, if you serve eggs, I mean, pancakes, we like pancakes.
Waffles are better. More importantly, and I'm saying this to you, Armada, if and when somebody ever says, you know what, great call, we're going to do it, we're going to book Rob and Zoe to come out to a remote. If we do this and none of y'all sons of guns show up, you're going to make us look like booty cheeks and we'll never do it again.
The
right?
funny part
That's your
is,
answer.
Is some salesman downstairs accidentally had it on this station and went, wow, those are good ideas. I wish I would have thought of that.
Fingers crossed. Let's see here. Texter says, when is the Armada having an in-person event? I'll tell you what, Texter. We don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for that right now. But I'll tell you what. If the Stanley Cup goes to Game 7, if the Stanley Cup goes to same, or if the NBA Finals come to same, if either of the two championship series go to a Game 7, I will do my best to put together an in-person, even if it's an unofficial watch party. A non-station event watch party. If either championship series gets to a Game 7, I will do my darndest to get a Game 7 watch party for either the Stanley Cup or the NBA Finals together for those of you that would come out on a weeknight and watch it. Corn Chip texts the show. Said, is a couple of hours at the BMW Pro-Am before the Bananas game worth it tomorrow? Okay, I love the Pro-Am. I will be there on Sunday. If tomorrow's the only day you can go, Corn Chip, then I would say go. It's kind of cool to watch it in person, to walk the course, to watch guys, especially with it being the Corn Ferry Tour. These are like aspiring future PGA guys. Many of them are out there trying to earn their card to get to that level. And a lot of the a lot of the celebrities are very cool. Larry the Cable Guy is one of the coolest guys that I've ever got the chance to meet. A lot of the celebrities are cool. They understand that this is a fan-centric event, and you can have some pretty cool celebrity encounters. So I would say if tomorrow's the only day you can go, then yes, it's worth a go. I would say if you can go out on Saturday. Saturday's a great day to go out. I'll be out there on Sunday. Texter said, what's your body count, you Billy Bob Thornton wannabe? First off, great reference, great quote. Love it very much. Second off, my wife's listening. Shut up. Okay? Shut up. You know what you're doing.
That's what they mean by body count.
Not that I've actually killed people.
Oh, okay. All right.
Texter said, thoughts on Texas winning the softball game on an intentional walk? Dude, what are we doing? What are we doing? That I'm going to come back to that because I do want to address that, because that is, even though it is softball and maybe not as many of you watched it as should, I do think that that is kind of a problem we're having in sports at large conversation. So I am going to come back to that probably in the final segment of the show. Texter said, who is your college baseball favorite to win it all as we approach Super Regionals? My answer was LSU. But LSU dropping one to Little Rock and then needing a miracle in the Monday championship game to get to the Supers is making it kind of tough to stick with that. I'm going to stick with it now just because if they do win it, Rob from a week ago looks like a stinking genius. I'm going to say LSU right now, but I do think there's a couple of other teams that are kind of in that heating up at the right spot. I think Florida State is absolutely a threat, but so is Oregon State, who's knocking the crap out of the baseball. Oklahoma State had like 19 home runs the other day in their walk-off championship game. all those teams are possibilities. We're going to do a lot of baseball tomorrow on the show. Texter said, Rob, who the hell actually drinks strawberry milk? It's a weird thing to text, and I respect that, though. I don't know the answer to that.
Have you ever had strawberry milk
yeah.
before? Of course, chocolate is the
way to go.
Why
would you pass up on chocolate milk? And if a place has strawberry milk, they have chocolate milk.
Here's the thing. I'd rather have strawberry milk than plain milk. But if I have chocolate milk, I don't need any other milk.
Fine. But nobody has strawberry milk, but not chocolate milk. You either have neither or both. Nobody's like, would you like regular milk or strawberry? Can I have chocolate? No, we don't have that.
All right.
Well, then you're a psychopath.
Here's the thing. Sometimes sometimes places run out of stuff and they may run out of chocolate. So I think you're painting with a broad brush here.
Any breakfast place, I'm willing to say this. Even after we said a minute ago, hey, breakfast places hire us.
Hey.
I'm willing to say it now.
Hey.
I'm not saying strawberry milk's not good. I'm just saying it's like way down on the milk hierarchy.
Okay.
Way down.
What's above it?
Other than chocolate.
Other than chocolate. You said it's way down. What other flavors are there than strawberry and chocolate?
Yeah, no. When I say way down, it's number two. But it's way down at number two. All right, when we come back, Lulu Kessin going to join the show. We'll check in on the South Carolina Athletic Department with Lulu. Then we've got Fight Club at 8:20, Rashad Beard at 8:40, Hayton S. Mario at 9, Denton Day at 9:20, and then we'll get back to whatever y'all want to talk about at 9:40. That's all coming up after Lonzo gives you a gold medal caliber sports flash.
Some people like strawberry better, which is weird, on the stream. Check it out. It's on the stream. I saw it. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals went to Edmonton with a 4-3 overtime victory. Leon Draisaitl scored twice, while Victor Arvidsson and Matthias Ekholm each added another goal. Draisaitl opened the scoring. I'm trying to read really fast. Just over a minute in, but Florida scored three straight after to take a 3-1 lead before Edmonton tied the game in the third to force overtime. The Atlanta Braves dropped a second in a row and their 10th in their last 13 games with a 2-1 loss to Arizona last night. Chris Sale worked six innings, striking out 10 and giving up just three hits and one run. Atlanta had just three hits in the game and went 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. And MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said yesterday he plans on proposing automated balls and strikes for regular season games in the 2026 season.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.